Billbug damage is frequently confused with other turfgrass problems on golf courses. Damage from billbugs can be diagnosed as many ailments, including disease and white grubs, but nothing that should treat the problem works. Knowing more about billbugs can save time, patience, and money. Out of the different types of billbugs in the ATS service area, the bluegrass and hunting billbug do the majority of the damage we see. In cool season turf like Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and fine and tall fescue, the bluegrass billbug is primarily encountered. In warm season turf like Bermuda and Zoysia, the hunting billbug is mostly found. Bermuda fields are becoming popular in the northern part of the Midwest, and as a result, hunting billbugs could become more of an issue there. Bluegrass billbugs overwinter as adults and are gray to black in color. Adult bluegrass billbugs that survived overwintering become active when soil temperatures start to increase to around 50 degrees and up to 65 degrees at the surface. Many active bluegrass billbugs can be seen crawling along sidewalks during the day when they become active. It is at this active time that bluegrass billbug females chew holes in turfgrass stems and lay their eggs in the top of the crown or leaf sheath. After those eggs hatch and the larvae are bigger, they feed on turfgrass roots and crowns, causing significant damage. Hunting billbugs, which are a reddish-brown color, can overwinter either as larvae or as an adult, so mixed generations can occur while they are active. If hunting billbugs are found in more northern areas, the mixed generations are less likely to occur there than in the southern states. Hunting billbugs still achieve the same damage as their bluegrass billbug counterparts. However, with the possibility of two generations, the adults also feed at the same time as the larvae. Note that billbug larvae look similar to white grubs. Both white grubs and billbugs have a white body and chestnut-colored face. The billbug larvae are, however, also smaller and legless. Billbug damage will typically begin appearing in July. When diagnosing for bluegrass billbugs, use the tug test. Select a piece of turf that is not recovering, pull on said turf, and if it easily pulls up and the stems appear to break off with ease, check for a dusty-like material. This is called frass, and it'll protrude out the end of those stems. Billbug larva feeding produces frass. The tug test can be used to diagnose the hunting billbug too. However, Zoysia and Bermuda stolons and rhizomes should also be checked for damage. When it comes to control options, Aloft by New Farm works great at controlling billbugs. Aloft fights billbugs quickly with preventative and curative control. Remember not to put these billbug applications down on waterlogged soil. For more info on treating billbugs, contact your local ATS rep.